Halt!
Pretty visual so far.
Who goes there? It is I, oh. Arthur, son of Uther Pendragon from the
dialogue.
Castle of Camelot.
This is the first dialogue
King of the Britons,
scene. A very funny little scene, this,
Saxon.
Between Arthur
Sovereign
and his servant Patsy
there,
and two unnamed soldiers standing on the battlements
this is
of
my
this
trusty
castle.
Servant
the castle
Patsy.
Is,
we have ridden the length
say,
and breadth of the land in search of knights
high,
who will join me in
simple,
my court at Camelot.
Stone-walled keep,
I must speak with your lord
century,
and master.
Probably. And Arthur is engaged in
yes.
asking the
You're
soldier standing
what?
Right up
You've
there on the top of the wall if he knows of any
together.
Knights
so,
who might be prepared
we have ridden
to join
since the snows
King
of winter covered this land.
At the round
through the
table.
Kingdom of Mercia,
and the knight
through where
amusingly
did you get the
replies
coconut?
In a cheerful
we found
and
them.
Quite
found
unexpected
them? In Mercia, the coconut's tropical.
Sorry.
Bring out your dead! Bring out your dead!
Here's one!
Ninepence.
I'm not dead.
What?
Nothing. Here's your ninepence. I'm not dead.
Here. He says he's not dead.
Yes, he is.
I'm not.
He isn't?
Well, he will be soon. He's very ill.
I'm getting better.
No, you're not. You'll be stone dead in a moment.
Oh, I can't take him like that. It's against regulations.
I don't want to go on the car.
Oh, don't be such a baby.
I can't take him.
I feel fine.
Well, do us a favour.
I can't.
Well, can you hang around a couple of minutes? He won't be long.
No, I've got to go to Robinson's. They've lost 9 today.
Well, when's your next run?
Thursday.
I think I'll go for a walk.
You're not fooling anyone, you know. Look, isn't there something you can do?
I feel happy. I feel happy.
Ah, oh, thanks very much.
Not at all. See you on Thursday.
Right, all right.
Who's that then?
I don't know. Must be a king.
Why?
He hasn't got shit all over him.
If my baby hey, this is Tim Blaine.
Who?
Tim Blaine.
Oh, Tim Blaine, the Tim Blaine Band.
That's the one.
Oh, this is Adam Olin.
And I'm James Williams.
We are the Tim Blaine Band. We are doing interpretive dance inside WMFO in Medford. It's pretty funky. It's great. So I guess somebody's gonna break my heart soon.
Legal limit. Someone scratching at the window. I wonder who is a better
like watching the detectives. 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 Slipping away, sitting on a pillow.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio. Life goes on.
nothing is new. Passing the days, thinking about you. Everybody knows that I'm not a violent man, just someone who knows he's in love.
With my Chevy, oh, I'll pull it said, I'm gonna put you down. Well, it's all customized, from the front to the rear. Runs on three deuces with a four-forward gear. I'm a freewheeling daddy, yeah, I'm the hottest thing in town. If you mess with my Chevy, then I'm gonna put you down.
Sherry. sacrificed my soul. My girlfriend's got sodium-lauryl itself, sodium-lauryl itself.
Today, he'd help to end drug prohibition. Einstein once wrote, quote, the prestige of government has been lowered considerably by the prohibition law. Nothing is more destructive of respect for the government than passing laws which cannot be enforced, end quote. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and teach policymakers a lesson from one of history's smartest men. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
the best. Do you know social living is the best? Do you know
social living is the best?
Do you know social living is the best? Do you know social living is the best? Do you know
social living is the best?
Take behavior to get along. Do you really, really know that? Do you know social living is the best? Do you know social living is the best? Do you know
social living is the best?
Do you know social living is the best? Do you know social living is the best? Do you know
social living is the best?
Live good to right, no fight, up time. Live good to right, no fight, up time. Do you really, really know that? Do you know?
ever wonder how your favorite artist became your favorite artist? They got played at your local radio station. Rock, pop, country, R&B, folk, rap, psychedelia. It's all great. Come hear your next favorite artist on The Dweezil Show, Saturday night, 7 to 9 p.m., right here on 91.5 WMFO and on WMFO.org.
Back in time. When I was young, my father taught me not to gloat. If I came home too proud of myself, I'd get wrestled to the floor and choked. But I forgive him for that. He was an eighth grade dropout and I was a fucking brat. I forgive him, I do. He knows I love him and I know he loves me too. When I was young, my father taught me to each his own. The lady said as she kissed the cow, some like the fiddle, some like the trombone, and I live by that rule. Your trip is your trip, and my trip is my trip too. Yeah, I mind my own business. I'll have an old rules, and my friend here will have a Guinness. I love my dad. I love my dad. I love my dad, I love my dad. Your kid goes to the private Berkeley school with one black kid. My kid goes to the public school, came home with cracked ribs. But when my kid's 18, he'll be out there like I was, probably chasing his dreams. And when your kid's 22, he'll have an internship at a law firm, and hey, that's okay too. When I was 5, I came home from kindergarten crying, 'cause they sat me next to an albino. My dad said, son, everyone's different. You gotta love them all equally, you know. My dad sat me down. He said, you gotta love all people, pink, red, black, or brown. And then just after dinner, he played me the album They Only Come Out at Night by Edgar Winn.
Do you guys get that reference or not? Edgar Winner was an albino.
When I was young, my father taught me the beauty of patience. We'd go and hang with his friend Billy Brislin all day in his Steubenville basement. We'd watch boxing matches on TV, and Billy couldn't move because he was handicapped. And I learned to shoot the shit and how to care for those in need and to show respect. When I was a kid, my dad brought home a guitar. He got me from Sears. He took lessons from the neighbor lady, but it wasn't going anywhere. He went and got me a real teacher, and in no time at all, I was getting better. I can play just fine. I still practice a lot, but not as much as Nils Klein. Set him off, I'd hit the floor quicker than what Mike Tyson did to Ricky Spain. I'd hit the floor so